Yeah, it was a good one. All right, what's happening? Preparing. Let's see. We going live? Bam, we're live. Hey, what's up, wrestling world? I'm here again with another unbelievable hammer from the state of Florida, but he's not just a Florida hammer now. He's a national hammer doing big things here out of Pea Ridge down in Naples, right?
Yeah.
Over there with Ison and Verona. And you guys are, man, you guys have been doing unbelievable things this year. I saw you, you know, runner up to Lake Gibson, but I know the goal is to get to where they are, right?
Yeah.
Man, so this guy, this young man here, Brendan Van Hook, two-time Florida State runner up, third place at Fargo, sixth place at Ironman, and he just won arguably the deepest knockout we've ever had, right?
And, yeah, I think so.
And he's here with me today, and we were talking, finally got him on. I've been chasing him, but he was playing football. So here he is, man. So welcome, man. What's happening? How you doing? How you been?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. I was excited to have you on. I've had a good week. A lot of you guys that did really well at the knockout, I've been able to chase you down and get you on and just really talk about that tournament. It was, I feel like it was really well run. It was well done. I love the stage effect. Chase, now you've been to Fargo. Chase said that
yeah,
when he and the guys walked in, it had that kind of feel.
I think it did too, because of the arena feel and then the stage in the middle of the mats. It kind of felt like Fargo, just not as many people there because of Corona, but
yeah,
it was.
I think we'll see. I think they can get it there if they keep doing it big right there at the arena. I think it can get big.
Yeah, I think so too. Maybe some more bigger tournaments there coming up in the off season, maybe.
Yeah, man. So I think for the most part this year, you had been running at 138, right? Because you just came out
yeah.
of football, so you were still kind of in football shape, but you had been leaning out a little bit. Was your plan by the knockout to get settled into that 132 spot?
Yeah, that was my plan the whole time, to get down to 32. And then once you get there, it's after Christmas, you get the 2 pounds, and now it's 34. So now I'm just going to sit there for the rest of the season.
Nice. So you came in a knockout. You had you were pinning your way through, and then we all expected fireworks in the finals because we had number one at the time of 138, which is you, and the number one at 132 with Malguiza, both 1's 2A, 1's 3A. And I don't know, the match started out, it looked like we were going to see some stuff. And then, I mean, you just saw something and you tried that Turk and you caught it, right? Talk about talk about that sequence.
I took him down. Ref gave me the two going out of bounds. He was trying to funk it for a little bit. And then we came back in the middle. I came on top. He went for another Gramby. I caught him on his hip, threw in the Turk, went around the front, cross-faced him, grabbed the two arms, butchered him up, and put him on his back, and then the ref called the pin. Just all one sequence that was all there. That I haven't really been working on it, but it was just there, and I hit it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I love those boys from Southwest, too, just as much as I love you guys at Pine Ridge, and I was like, man, this is going to be a good one, and then it didn't live up to the hype, but congratulations to you for seeing that, trying it, and hey, that's why they wrestle, right?
Yeah.
And was that the first time you and Malguiza have wrestled?
That was actually the first time we've ever wrestled in our lives. First match, like, since I haven't even wrestled as a little kid. It was the first time we wrestled before.
Nice. Well, I'm sure he's down there going, man, I need to get that one back, right? They just like yeah. you with Basil, right? You're like, man, let's run it back, right? I want to get
yeah.
it back. So I think you guys at the top athletes like you are, the best in our country, the best in our state, that's just the mentality you guys have, right? If somebody gets
yeah.
you want to get that one back, right? But congratulations to you on that big knockout. Man, the atmosphere, everything around that final stage, talk about that.
I wasn't really focusing on that. I was just not trying to let that affect me. I feel like my coaches basically let the pressure come off of me. I, like, before the matches, they would just tell me to have fun, I wouldn't really focus on the matchup, just mess around, have a couple of laughs, and then maybe two matches before, get serious, and then get out there and have some fun.
Yeah, it obviously showed. I mean, you pinned your way all the way through, and it didn't stop in the finals. You got it there too, so good for you. Well, you know, I always ask guys, did you get a chance after that? Because you weren't at the low weights, you weren't at the high weights, so there was still some good wrestling to happen after you. Did you get time to kind of settle back in and get to watch some of the good finals matches, or were you just so hyped that it was time to go for a walk?
I didn't get to watch the two matches after me that I wanted to watch. I got to watch like 160, 170 and up from there. I got to watch some more heavier weights.
Nice.
I thought they were all good and stuff.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to go back and watch any of them, or is that something you don't do?
Not typically. I don't really go back and watch other people's matches. Maybe I'll watch like one or two of mine, but that's it. I don't really look back at matches.
Nice. Now, you had mentioned how your coaches were preparing you for that finals matches. So let's get right into that. Palmetto Ridge, I mean, you guys have been making some serious noise. I saw an absolutely amazing post that Coach Walker made about your coach. You probably saw it on Facebook, where he spoke very highly of him and what you guys are doing there. But, you know, what is it about Eisen and now bringing in Verona, and what is it about that crew or that room that's made you guys so good?
They both work together to start off there. They both aren't like banging heads every day. They're always working together to get everybody better in the room. I feel like they both have their aspects of coaching that are good. They both teach their like Verona has his really good moves, and he has his really good technique for his moves. And then Blaine has his really good technique for his moves. And they both work together to get us through that every single day, to work on every single move that we need to work on, which I love about it. I get pushed every day at practice. They work everything that I don't do that's right. Verona and Blaine get right on me. They teach me how to do it right. And then I go right back into practice and work on it. And then before matches, they both come up to me and talk to me. They both tell me these aren't matches. These are just practice matches. This is just getting you ready for the big leagues. This isn't anything, just to have fun, go try new moves and to have fun. That's it.
Yeah. And I've been around your team at a few of these duels. Right, we've run into each other a few times, and yeah, I've watched your team go.
Matches, they both come up to me and talk to me.
Yeah, I've seen you guys go against American Heritage. I've seen you guys go against Lake Gibson, of course. I've seen you go against quite a few guys, and you guys have a squad, and then there's some young kids on your team that are coming up. Do you think having these drill partners in the room has helped as well? Like, you have kids in there that are hammers that are pushing you to be better, right?
Of course, every day. I have really good partners that push me every day, especially my drill partner. I have to give him props that he's gotten better. He's gotten me better every single day. And I think that's amazing in our room, that I have really good partners and that they push me every day.
Who's your drill partner?
Roman, he's our 152 pounder.
Who is he? There was a kid that he upset a kid against American Heritage, and that's how you guys won that duel. I think he beat one of the brothers, one of the Konoski or whatever brothers.
Well, that's our, I think it was our 70 pounder or 60. That's Gavin. He's our 60 pounder. He upset one of the brothers.
You guys were
Roman's the one. Roman's the one that only lost to Christian's five at Captain Archer's. He's South Dade.
Makes sense. Yeah. So, man, anyway, so, you know, you've been back to back state runner up. You've run into, obviously, and we've talked. I think you guys are friends with Basile over there doing big things at Tampa. But, you ran into him at 113. You ran into him at, what was it, 120 or 126?
It was 120
And now you're definitely, guys are at different weights right now. Who knows if you guys will meet again in the state finals, but having experienced back-to-back runner-up, what kind of adjustments and things have you felt you needed to make moving forward that has caused you to make such a great jump? I mean, you're having a coming out of football. We didn't see you for the first couple of weeks because you were still in football, and then you jumped right into it, and you've had some big wins. You're looking good. You're looking healthy now. What adjustments have you made to where you think you can get to the top of that podium this year?
It was all mostly my mindset. That's what I let affect me every single time, every single year. I let him wrestle his match, and I didn't wrestle my match. And then this year, I don't really care about whoever I wrestle. I'm wrestling my match no matter what, every single time.
How important is it? Because I'm trying to – my son is in 10th grade, but he's a young 10th grade. He's only 15 years old. And mm-hmm. I keep telling him that every time I talk to athletes like yourself or I talk to coaches, they say at some point that mind has to click. Has to go from where you're worried about the brackets, you're looking who you're wrestling, you're wondering who it is, oh my God, he's got a number against his name, to where, like you're saying right now, you know what, I'm just showing up and whoever's on the mat, I'm going to wrestle how I know how to wrestle and let things kind of fall into place. When did you finally realize, okay, now I need to work on that, my skill set is right?
I'd say maybe after States, a couple weeks after States, because I noticed that I did not wrestle my match. I let him get in my head, and I did not get to anything in that match. Because I actually, that's one of the matches I went back and watched, because I noticed that I didn't hit any single one of my moves in that match. And then when Coach Verona came in, he started working with me on that right away. And he noticed that too. It was all mindset with me.
So now that new mindset walking in, how different do you feel now when you get out there? How much confidence you feel? Do you even still have that worry or concern, like, I can't beat this guy or I can beat this guy? Or is it strictly now you feel like you can beat anyone you step on the mat with?
I don't care who it is. Throw anybody at me, I'll wrestle them. What happens, it's win or loss. I'll take a learning lesson from it, win or lose.
Good for you, man. And I look forward to seeing you again back on the mat. So, you know, we talked a lot about the experience at the knockout and what you did there with the Turk. What's next for you? What tournaments? I think you guys are probably involved in the district duels right now, right?
Yeah, we got all the duels that are coming up for the next 3 weeks, I would say, district, regionals, and then states. And then I think we got senior night, and then we got our counties, and then we got the Braves Invitational. And then we got the district regionals and states for individuals.
Hopefully I can get back to the Braves thing again this year. I was at the one where
for the duels.
And now we've got the IBT, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. I think my kids seem like has like 4 or 5 kids on it, but I think we might be there. This way they can get some wrestling, get some mat time, and have some fun. What are, after the season, do you go right into freestyle and start worrying about Fargo, or do you start getting national tournaments there? What's your goal for the off season?
I'm hoping to get into world team trials because it's my last year there. I'm going to get my last 17U cadet for there. And then I'm hoping that they'll have Fargo this year and I'll wrestle juniors there. You got Southeast regionals. Maybe I got invited to the Olympic Training Center. That's a maybe for me. And, just Worlds in Fargo, and that's really it for off season.
Have you been up to the Olympic Training Center before?
Not before, but I've been invited twice to go up there, but I just haven't had the chance to since Fargo got canceled last year.
Well, that'll be cool. That'll be a good experience. I'm sure you'll get – I guess they're all good experiences, right?
Yeah.
Have you started to think about colleges yet? Are the calls starting to come in? Are you starting to get some fields?
I got calls coming in, but I'm not canceling any schools out. I'm not regulating myself to anything yet. I'm open to any school that wants to call. I'm ready to talk to anybody. I'm just open to anything right as of right now.
Is there a match out there that you've got marked? Is there a young man out there that has been kind of your rival and you really want to get another shot at him?
I have like a couple of kids that I would like to wrestle again just to see where I stand on the national ranking levels. But one kid I get my butt whooped by every single time that I wrestle him is Jordan Williams. I would love to see where I stand there. And then maybe another kid at 32 that I'd like to wrestle is maybe Nick Bazakis is at 26. I would love to wrestle him again. He used to be a Florida boy. We used to wrestle all the time.
Yeah, he's
and then Hammer.
Yeah. But hey,
it's cool. Used to practice all the time.
Yeah, so get to I think we saw him in Crook at GFC.
Yeah, that was a good match.
Yeah, it was a great match. And I know, I guess you guys were all part of, is it Team Greco?
Yeah, we were all part of that team.
Cool. Now the Live Greco is coming up, isn't it?
I think so. I don't think my team's going to it, but I think there is a tournament that's like that.
Nice. Well, so you're in the hole. What is your, I know I was going to ask you what your go-to song is, but we were talking a little bit and what is your Method of Madness? I mean, what gets you ready when you find out you're in the hole? You always see kids, whatever, whether they're slapping themselves, jumping up and down, putting headphones on, you know, getting in their moment. What's your go-to?
Usually I just maybe get a quick pump in, like just do a couple sprints or something. And then like, while I'm waiting, I just like usually like if I have my teammates around, we might joke for a second, and then maybe like one or two matches before, I'll just be ready, get serious, and then like get stretched out and get ready to go.
Hey, everybody's got their thing, right?
Yeah.
So we should see you, and I know I asked you this off the air, but we're going to see you stay at 132 now for the rest of the year, go through states. You're not going to go back up?
Yeah, I'm planning on not going back up for until off season maybe, and that's it.
Maybe make a jump next year. Hit the weight room.
Yeah. Depend. Yeah, after football season again. See where I stand.
Well, hey, this has been cool. I'm glad I finally got a chance to have you on.
Yeah, it's been nice being on here.
Yeah, and I know you had hit the national rankings, like a month or so ago. I remember I shouted you out. That's when your mom reached out to thank you. And then it kind of changed and you weren't in them anymore. Maybe it was just lack of wrestling. You guys weren't wrestling yet over there. And then now you've kind of gotten back on the scene there and you jump back into them. We haven't seen Flo release an updated yet. I'm sure you'll be on there. But Willie Saylor's got you at 12 today and Track had you at 20. Is that stuff that you look at?
Like here and there, yeah. I'll look at it just to see where I stand. Who's in front of me to wrestle and maybe beat. Try to get maybe lower and lower on that list. Eventually get down to hopefully number one. Yeah, keep climbing the ladder, get down there.
Yeah, well, good for you, man. I keep doing it. I mean, I enjoy watching you wrestle and obviously all the young men you guys have over there at the Ridge, man, it's awesome. Hopefully, I know Verona and Eisner was like, bring your boys to the garage. So maybe during the off season, I'll have to take a ride down there and do my show on location from your club down there. And we could have some fun. And you can kick my kid's ass a little.
Yeah.
He's getting stronger. He finally, I think he deadlifted 270 the other day. So he's trying to work on strength, you know, get stronger.
Yeah.
A lot of times you see him trying to be technical, but the guy's just stronger than him, you know? So I think he's just working on that aspect of it a little bit. And we'll see. We'll see what he does in wrestling. He may be, maybe he'll end up being good at this thing, but at least what it's done for him as a human being is what I'm most impressed with, you know. What, speaking of that, what has wrestling meant to you? What do you think it's done for your character, for who you are, and for what you're developing into?
Wrestling's just shaped me into like the person who I am today, like the confident, the person that doesn't care sometimes about what's going on around them, the person that is focused at certain things, that like wants to get things done when he wants to get them done. Like if I put my mind to something, I will get it done. From that's what wrestling's taught me. Like, don't ever give up. Don't let something just defeat you and just make you want to stop. Just always push through it no matter what. And that's what I've gotten out of all this.
That's awesome. And now Mr. Duncan just put here, great two-sport athlete. So he reminded me, football is your other passion. What position do you play?
Oh, this is going to be a funny one. So this year I played varsity and I played nose guard for the D-line. And I actually started every single game. And I finished off the season being on the all-county team for D-line as a 145-pounder.
And they say that wrestling can't help linemen.
Yeah, and that's where wrestling came in for me, because my job was to tackle the center, get him out of the way. And that's where the double came in for me. And that's where actually I think how I like basically got the best double I've ever had in my whole entire life was from football, tackling the 250 centers and just getting them out of the way. And now it's just like easy to me in every single match.
Holding on to your life, right?
Yeah.
Do you think we may see you on a football field in college as well? I know some kids go off and they'll do a little bit of both, or is wrestling that pathway for you?
I think wrestling's the pathway for me. I don't think football's going to be the thing. Maybe coaching. I could see myself coaching when I grow up, but wrestling is just going to be my main sport after. Next year after football, I'm going to focus straight on wrestling going to college.
Nice. Hey, you never know. You might be out there in some college doing big things, and they're like, hey, we need a nose guard. You'd be like,
got to get some size on me then.
Like, I know how to double leg the centers. I'm sure they're a little bit bigger in college, right?
Yeah, a lot bigger.
That's cool, man. All right, well, you ready for the 10 questions?
Yeah.
All right, so hamburger or cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger.
What's your go-to burger place, or is it just home?
Oh, not home. I would say probably place I like to get a burger from is probably Culver's.
Oh yeah, and their ice cream.
Yeah,
but not when you're cutting weight, right?
No, I haven't eaten that in a while.
Oh yeah, they got some. I'm a fat guy. I got to lose some weight, but they got those like those cheese curd things or whatever. Yeah. All right. So you do, I know you do some freestyle because you go out to Fargo every year. You go gut wrench or leg lace?
Gut wrench. All day.
You go Captain Crunch or Lucky Charms?
I don't eat any of those.
Oh,
so I'll go with Lucky Charms on that one. I eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah, I eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch during the offseason.
I should have put that down. That's Cinnamon Toast Crunch works great as a cereal and a snack.
Yeah.
You go in high C or ankle pick?
High C.
Now, you know you can lie on all these so people don't know, right?
doesn't matter.
Sour Patch or Gummy Bears? Yeah, it doesn't matter. Sour gummy. Patch or gummy
bears? I got to go with gummy bears. Gummy bears.
Are you going – now, I should have been like head and arm or Turk, but head and arm or suplex?
Suplex.
That's what Chase Worm is like. You can't hit the suplex that often, but you got to – when you can get it, it feels good.
Oh, you can hit it in folk style any day. It's not illegal.
No, but – you know, to get in tight with somebody and get the lift up and do all that. He's in the big boys, so it's a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier as a smaller guy.
You go PB&J or grilled cheese?
I'll go grilled cheese.
I'm a grilled cheese guy too. I like them both, but you go arm throw or arm drag?
Arm throw.
Arm throw. Lemonade or fruit punch?
Fruit punch.
All right. What's your flavor?
Flavor, fruit punch?
Fruit punch. Oh, I'm so stupid. High C has different flavors. Fruit punch yeah. is the flavor.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking, you know how you see the flavors of like the high C? The fruit punch flavor, blackberry, blueberry, whatever. I'm a dumbass. All right. Half or cradle?
I'm with cradle.
Nice. Well, hey, man, it's been a good little last couple of weeks for you. You know, keep kicking life's ass, man. Keep doing your thing and keep whooping butt. And I hope to see you at the top of the podium this year and getting your medal and getting your sign. And I'll be like, I know that kid. I talked to him. He's on my show. So, and when you guys get, I tell all the kids, when you guys get famous and you're like out in college, let me still interview you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be fun. Well, I'll keep following you. You know, I just love the sport and what it's done for my family and what it's done for all you young men and women out there. And it's just a pleasure to get to meet all you guys. And I love taking the pictures and having them there because nothing better than you guys saying, hey, man, cool pics. Because now your mom is at everything with her camera. I see her all the time, right? But a lot of kids don't. Their parents are at work or they just can't make it or they're not whatever, right? Or maybe they can't get to the tournament. So to be able to provide that, or they're at the tournament, but grandma's in Michigan or something, you know, and now they have access to the photos. So it just feels good to give to you guys and give back like that. So I love it. I'm having fun. All right, man. Well, hey, you have a great night. You guys got the district duels coming up?
Yeah, Saturday.
When is it, Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Sorry, you broke up there. All right, cool. Well, hey, go win that.
Yeah.
And then it's off to regional, right? Now in the regional duel. So will you guys see Lake Gibson before Osceola? Will you see them in the region or will you not see them until the state?
No, we won't see them until Osceola States.
Nice. Well, I want to see it. I want to see it again. I had fun watching it at the Braves duels, and I'm excited to watch you guys go at it again.
Same.
All right, man. Hey, keep doing big things. Keep kicking butt. And again, you know, thanks for being on my show.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right, brother. You take it easy. I hope you had a good
time. You too. Thank you.